Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro, guys. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviewing unqualified applicants. Instead, move up to the pros. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the location near you. That's ExpressPros.com. And now it's time for the Express Pros Pro of the Week. The Pro of the Week goes to Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He connected on his first 11 passes of the game yesterday and finished 30 of 39, 241 yards and a touchdown to get the Chiefs back to the Super Bowl for the second consecutive season and the fourth time in 5 years. So again, congratulations to Patrick Mahomes. We got Mark Willard, a friend of the show. Rob, you and I both, it wasn't our first. I don't think it was your first co-host. No, we both started here at Fox Sports Radio.
No, he was my
weekends.
First.
He was your first.
Yeah,
okay.
It was both of us. We were working.
Well, my first was Brian.
Oh, yeah, no first.
And then
okay.
I went to Willard.
Yeah, I had Willard.
You may have done the reverse. Did you go?
Yeah,
Willard
I had
to
Willard know? And then no, and yeah. Then we did started doing a Sunday show together. Right.
Right. You and I. Yeah. Yeah. So he's at 95.7 The Game, up in the Bay Area in California. And he's also a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. So he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk with the Niners about him. But, Rob, interesting that Patrick Mahomes is the Express Pro of the Week because that's our next topic. And, Rob, look, you know, and you can vouch for me, this early on in Mahomes' career, probably was during his first year starting or maybe after that, right after that year, I said he was Jordan-esque. And I said that's really how I left it. And then a few years ago, I said he's the best quarterback ever. Like, and not the GOAT, because he's got to accomplish a lot more. But he's the best we've ever seen, I believe. And, Rob, yesterday, and this whole playoff run, and it's not just about his numbers, because yesterday, as his dad kind of said, and there are others that have said that, he kind of managed that game in the second half. Didn't go for the big shots until kind of they needed it late, and he hit MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, with a deep pass. But, Rob, in a lot of ways, even though he's not putting up the numbers that he did, you know, a few years ago, and he doesn't have Tyreek Hill now, in a lot of ways he's better because he's smarter. He'll let the game come to him. He'll take what the defense gives him. He doesn't force things as much, but yet he still obviously can make the spectacular play. And, you know, but he'll manage the game. I think he's, you know, a much smarter and well-rounded quarterback. And, Rob, I thought yesterday was just an example of why he is the best quarterback to ever play. And, again, I think you get what I'm saying. He's not the GOAT. He's got to win some more Super Bowls and some more hardware and stuff like that. But just eye test and even his accomplishments as far as individual numbers, I think he's the best ever. Let me hit you with this, Rob. Very few, as you know, quarterbacks get better in the playoffs. John Elway's numbers in the playoffs are not good. Peyton Manning's were not good. He had a few good games here and there. But even the year I think Manning won his first Super Bowl, I believe he had 3 touchdowns, 7 picks, like that playoff, you know, run. Patrick Mahomes, Rob, these are his all-time ranks in the playoffs. His win percentage is 82%, which is crazy. He's already 14-3. Only Brady, who's won like 35, of course, he's, you know, he's going to be the leader by a mile. Brady's 35-13 in the playoffs. Joe Montana, 16-7. And Mahomes is already 14-3 in just his 6th year. But he, or 6 years a starter. So his win percentage, 82%, best all time. Total yards per game in the playoffs, 309.4, best all time. TD to interception ratio, 39-7, best all time. Passer rating, 106.3, best all time. Completion percentage, 67.4, best all time. And now, Rob, how many quarterbacks have been to 4 Super Bowls in 5 years? The only one I can think of, Rob G, maybe look this up quickly. Only one I can think of is Jim Kelly with the Buff Bills, but of course they lost all of those. I don't think any other quarterback has been to 4 Super Bowls in 5 years. Now, hasn't won them all. He's 2-1, and this will be his 4th. But I think, Rob, he's the best we've ever seen. And we'll see if he, you know, goes ahead and keeps winning and becomes the GOAT. But where are you at on that?
Yeah. It's odd that you would pick coming off of this.
Well, I've been saying it for years.
No, but I'm talking about the epiphany of them getting to the Super Bowl, because he didn't have the greatest game yesterday. He didn't play poorly, but they got shut out in the second half. It was a different kind of game. I get it. But Jim Kelly, yes, he did go to 4 straight Super Bowls. So that is something.
But he lost them
right,
all. So
right. But I'm just saying, he went to 4 straight. It's definitely about winning.
Yeah, he's not in the class. Wouldn't compare him to Mahomes in that regard.
No. But I'm just saying, like, when you talk about going.
They're the only two.
It's about winning, because John Elway went to 5 Super Bowls. They had terrible defenses. You remember that. They used to lose 55-10 in the Super Bowl. And I'm not
they
saying that.
They weren't putting up points either.
I'm not saying. No, but I'm just saying. But we know what I mean. When you get blown out like that, there's no way of it. So it is. It has a lot to do with winning, because that's what people look at. Because if you say to somebody, hey, it's a quarterback that took his team to the Super Bowl 4 straight times, you say, that's pretty incredible. And who knows what Jim Kelly's career would have been if Scott Norwood made the first one. But we don't know. Right. It didn't happen. That maybe he wins 3 out of 4,
It's impressive,
Chris,
that they got to 4 straight.
4 straight Super Bowl.
Resiliency, right?
100%. Still, you know what you got to be able to go through. Yep. So there's a lot of those things, too, when you look at it. And my question, I guess, on that is, had they not won, would you still feel the same way? But is it just that he's going to the Super Bowl, or did you feel that coming in? Because
I just told you, I said that years ago. He's the best we've ever seen.
But my issue is, and I brought this up when his father was on, is that you've picked against him the last couple of years, right? So I'm wondering why you think he's the greatest quarterback, but yet you still when you didn't think that the last 2 years his team was going to make it. Why did you have those doubts if you think he's the best quarterback we've ever seen?
Well, because, Tom Brady, who's the GOAT in most people's eyes, including mine, went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. So I understand you don't win it every year. Right? Who's next? Peyton Manning, maybe? Some people have him up there. He, you know, had won, what did he go to, 5? He won 2 The second one, of course, you know, he didn't play well. Montana Rob, after his first Super Bowl, I think they missed the playoffs the next year. So, you know, like, I understand just because you're the best as a quarterback, typically, and this is where this guy is kind of different. I mean, this is a run. Like, I'll say this, Rob. It's hard for me to imagine Patrick Mahomes going 10 years without winning a Super Bowl while he's still in his prime. Would you agree with that?
I mean,
good team. I'm obviously referencing Brady.
Right.
And Brady had good teams those years. Sometimes they had great teams. Remember with 18-0?
It's still unbelievable that it was 10. Like, because people don't understand. Brady had two separate careers. Like, yes. That's what people
He was great during
no,
the
but
whole
I'm just
career,
saying, but they but, didn't. But yeah, no, but winning. But I'm saying winning. Like,
right. No doubt.
To have such a gap. Remember, those are the 2 years the Giants beat them too. You know, and they were 18-0, and they lost in the championship or whatever. And that's what I think why people don't remember, because it is about winning more so than anything. Because you have to admit, like this past season, his numbers weren't what we've seen. Yeah, Mahomes' numbers aren't the same. Would you admit that his numbers are definitely
that's not even it's a fact.
No, I know, but I'm just saying like his numbers.
Right.
And that's why earlier, like during the year when they finished 5-5 the last 10 games, and we looked at it, and I remember at one point Ivan said maybe he's plateaued numbers wise. And obviously you get in, the defense has been great, he's played well enough to of course help them win, but it's not like this is not the Chiefs team that we saw when he won his first one. Like they were blowing people out.
They've gone from being they were an offensive team then, and the defense was okay.
Right.
Sometimes it wasn't that good. Period. And now, Rob, their defense is arguably the best in the league. It was ranked second essentially throughout the season, and it's been great in the postseason, and they don't have, like, they let Tyreek Hill go. If he had Tyreek Hill, I'm sure he would still be putting up those numbers. But with this mediocre at best receiving corps, now he's got Kelsey, but outside of that, as far as the wide receivers, they're not that good, and he is making it happen. I hope, Rob, that in the offseason, now if they win it, who knows? They might just stay with this crew and Rashee Rice will be even better. But I'd like to see them, Rob, go get a great receiver, because you got a great quarterback and you should let him cook.
And
you know, and I think they have that type of receiver.
And you're hearing Andy
but
Reed.
For him, it's, you know what it kind of reminds me of? Like LeBron when he was in Cleveland in the second go-round. And that's why he never won any of the MVPs those 4 years. They didn't have, like, phenomenal regular seasons. They won 57, 53, 51, and then 50. They were just like, let's get ourselves ready for the playoffs. And, you know, of course, they got one ring out of that. So I think the Chiefs, you know, Mahomes, I believe him when he says he doesn't like losing at all. I don't think he likes losing regular season games either. But obviously for them, Rob, it's the playoffs is what matters most. And I'm impressed with the way they've essentially been a different squad, and quickly, because I know you want to go. That Rob, those first two drives against the Ravens, that looked like the old Chiefs. The way, I mean, this was the best defense in the league, and they manhandled them. And so, yeah, where do you think, is he? And you understand the difference I'm saying. I'm not saying he's the GOAT.
And that's what,
I think he's the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, I want to do definitely clarify. Because when you talk about the GOAT, the best ever, when you talk about Michael Jordan, and he's Jordan-esque, who you think of as the GOAT.
Right.
How could he be Jordan-esque but not the
well,
greatest?
Well, he's only played 6 years.
But you could still say, he's the greatest quarterback.
I can't say he's better than somebody that won 7 rings.
Okay,
not
but,
right
but
now.
You could also say that Tom Brady is a more accomplished guy, Chris, but not the GOAT and not of the ilk of Patrick Mahomes. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you could downgrade Brady. I mean, Brady won, Chris.
Yeah, but I'm the not first, gonna downgrade
okay,
Brady.
But I'm just saying, you could say that and say, well, nothing that he did his first 3 years is close to what the first three Super Bowls
oh, yeah.
is close.
True.
Which is close to what Patrick Mahomes has done
right. Compared
to when you look at their stats. That's why I say, and you know I've always said that about Brady. I think Brady's the most accomplished quarterback, but I'm not there when I think of the best quarterbacks who've ever played. I don't think he is.
No, that's fair. I think he also had great individual numbers. Now, they're not Mahomesian. And his numbers greater as his career went on. And when I started thinking Brady might be the best ever was when Randy Moss joined him. And they didn't win Super Bowls, but his numbers he started putting up were just out of this world. And I said, wow, they finally gave him a great receiver, and look what he does. So Brady, to me, 7 rings, great individual numbers. I think he's clearly the GOAT. And I don't think Patrick Mahomes has to get 7 rings to pass him. But 2 ain't enough yet. But I think it's people can understand when I say, when you watch this dude play, he is the best quarterback we've ever seen. But if he were not to win another Super Bowl, then you couldn't say he's the GOAT. It's like Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people, Rob, and you know this, you may have even been in this camp. A lot of people throughout Brady's career have said Aaron Rodgers is really the best, like, quarterback.
No,
he just doesn't have the hardware, you know what I'm saying, to even be in that discussion.
All of the...
Or Dan Marino.
Dan Marino at one point without a Super Bowl ring was a lot of people thought he was the greatest quarterback.
Yep.
And that was without winning, going to Super Bowl once and not even winning. But, all right, 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. Do you agree with me? Is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback we've ever seen? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Winter's coming. Out west, that can mean more rain. For others, like me back east, a wintry combination of sleet, slush, snow, and ice. Whatever winter means to you, Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. All-season tires, all-weather tires, and dedicated winter tires. Go to TireRack.com, use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires, ship fast and free to you or one of more than 10,000 recommended installers. You'll get free road hazard protection for 2 years. Mobile tire installation is also available in many areas. Have you heard about this? They bring the new tires to you at your home or your workplace and install them on site. It is a game changer.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviewing unqualified applicants. Instead, move on up to the pros. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. 877-99 on Fox. Is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback we've ever seen? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Trucker Don up in Boston, my man. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Trucker Don?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Sorry, no horn. I'm in a neighborhood.
Okay, all good. Hey, you don't want to wake nobody up, right?
That's right. Great show so far, guys.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Chris, I miss you. I never managed to catch you in house, and you're not gone that much. But just
thank you for that.
Trucker Don, what you're saying is Rob is always working,
Rob
right?
Rob is going to say,
"Oh
that.
No, I'm going to send Rob a hard hat."
That's right. You know.
Rob's a hater on me.
That's all right. That's all good.
Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call. Like I said, Patrick Mahomes is a phenomenal quarterback, but I predicted that game was going to come down to coaching, and I think it did. I think that the Ravens defense gave him all he could handle.
Did we lose him?
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Quiet on your end.
No. We got it.
The Ravens defense gave him all he could handle, and even the one touchdown pass he had, there was a hole that missed. I don't, you know, cry about those.
Right.
It is what it is. Right. And so, the fact that he had a phenomenal tight end play that game, too. You know, that was just awesome play.
Kelsey. Yeah, Kelsey is, I think Kelsey's the GOAT tight end. And I think yesterday should have convinced any that questioned that.
I can't argue with you on two different players. Now, you know I only call for Brady, right?
Right. So who's the best quarterback? Is it Tom Brady, Don, in your mind, or is it Patrick Mahomes?
I think until Patrick Mahomes does more, and he's on his way, there's no doubt.
Yeah, but the chance of him getting six. Now, Chris doesn't think he needs seven Super Bowls to beat him.
I would say five if he keeps, you know, doing things great individually.
Oh, no, I disagree. I mean, we compare Montana to Brady all day long, and Montana is every bit as good as Brady. There's no equivocation about it, you know, and he only won, what,
he's 4-0,
four,
right.
Yes, Mahomes, he's definitely on his way. He's a knee injury away from, you know, ending it all, and I don't wish that on anybody.
No.
I like Patrick a lot, but Brady was such a phenomenal game manager. You know, he knew what and when he needed something. Mahomes is getting there. You know, so I'm not trying to tell you Brady's better than Mahomes. Just so far,
you're not
Brady's
ready to crown done. Mahomes.
Right. No,
that's
fair.
That's right.
I agree. Yep. I think Rob, he does have to accomplish more. I can't imagine anybody would say he's the GOAT now. I mean, you could say he's on his way, which is kind of what I'm saying, but he's got to do it, right? He's got to accomplish it.
Michael in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Michael?
Good evening, gentlemen. I've become a regular caller on the show.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it for sure.
Big fan of both of you guys. Is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback I've ever seen? I will say this, in my opinion, and this is just me, last night he surpassed Peyton Manning and Joe Montana in my book. And if he can win this Super Bowl, which is a big if because San Francisco's a good team, I have a lot of respect for them, but if he can win this Super Bowl, he will officially enter, in my opinion, the GOAT conversation. Now, hear me out. I'm not saying he's better than Tom Brady, even if he wins this Super Bowl, because I have to be honest, Tom Brady beat him twice.
Right. Wait a minute.
That's going to be a big thing in Brady's favor.
Yeah, Michael, you got a lot of qualifiers. You need a coupon, too, in order to validate this? I mean, like, there's just too many qualifiers.
In his
40s,
Brady beat him twice in big games. That's going to be a big thing for Brady supporters. If Mahomes gets enough, I don't think three is enough, Rob. I think five before it can really.
Yeah, well, if you look at all those things and then the idea that Brady beat him, absolutely, because they went head to head. It's not like they didn't play each other.
And Brady was in his 40s.
Right.
All right, it's the iCup. We got Mark Willard joining us in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a friend and former colleague of mine and Rob's here at Fox Sports Radio. He still is here at Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. It has the Daily Show up in the Bay Area in California, 95.7 The Game. Our buddy Mark Willard, what's up, man?
What's up, Mark?
How we doing, boys? I need to thank you both, of you separately. So, first of all, Chris Broussard, thank you for moving the goalposts around on the entire city of San Francisco. Love that segment. Where you move the goalposts around on Nick Wright.
Yes.
So we appreciate
thank you,
that.
My man.
And then you, Rob Parker, first of all, thank you for coming on my show last week. But more importantly, I thought the Niners were dead. I thought they were dead in the water until I saw a text from you that said the Niners were dead. And I knew the Niners actually still had a chance.
Yes. When the way the Lions were running over them, I just didn't think I was stunned out of the gate how they were dominated, and the Lions were getting 8-9 yards a kid. They just did whatever they wanted. How surprised were you out of the gate at how bad it looked?
It's crazy, man. This defensive line the second half of the year has been a real head-scratcher because they've got all the names, all the contracts. You figure they've got everything they need to be amazing, and they really just haven't been. You know, Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, was about to have a rough offseason if that thing didn't turn around. But he likes to do things with his base four, and for whatever reason, they've just not really been able to do it. So they were able to dial some things up in the second half, and the Lions obviously helped them out a lot. But I don't know, man. I was just joking with Rob when he called, and I'm like, he's like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, conflicted. And I said, because the Niners are going to the Super Bowl, but I'm also not even sure if they're any good. You know, like I don't know what this defense is going to look like against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, obviously everybody down there or up there is excited about the Niners, but, you know, what do you think of their chance? I know we got two weeks to marinate on it, but right now I was shocked that they opened as the favorites. Now, I'm not saying they don't have a chance. I think they do. But I was surprised that they opened as the favorites, Mark.
Well, I mean, I've been keeping in touch with some friends I have that are Vegas odds makers throughout the last month or so. And they've been telling me the whole time that the 49ers would be like a full field goal favorite over the Ravens if they met. And I know that surprised a lot of people, particularly after the Packer game.
Right.
And
they played each other.
Yeah, exactly. But Vegas has got a real deep affinity for some of the power ratings that the Niners have at each position group, and obviously those Hobbits are dying really hard. But we'll see. You know, every game is its own story and its own sort of matchup. And the 49ers do have all of the personnel that you'd want to sort of give them an edge in this particular game. But they just haven't looked the part.
Yeah,
they haven't looked the part. And it's obviously very difficult to get to the end and bet against Patrick Mahomes. So I'm with you guys. I wonder.
Wait a minute. I'm not in that camp. I'm exact opposite. I think that they shouldn't have won either playoff game, but they did. And it says something about them. They should have lost both of those games. And I think don't count them out just because it was a struggle. It's about winning, you know, and I believe that. There's something about them. They were dead in the water yesterday, and they got out of the water, and they were able to win a game that they really shouldn't have. I know they're the better team, better than the Lions, but they weren't better than the Lions for the first 30 minutes. They just weren't.
No, I'm largely with you. Look, both of these teams are going to be really battle-tested. You're not going to shake them emotionally, which I thought happened to the Lions yesterday. And people do forget, and this is one of the things about Brock Purdy. Everyone wanted him to come from behind, have a good fourth quarter in the first half, and then when he does, people say, why didn't you look good in the first half? Like, we were talking about this today, guys. Do y'all remember the best NFC championship for the Niners ever was go all the way back to when they beat the Cowboys with the catch in 1982.
Yep.
The 49ers turned the ball over six times in that football game. But the only thing anybody remembers is that Joe Montana had an unbelievable final drive. And I wonder if this team now isn't set up to sort of have a similar label. They're finishing really well, and so you're right, Rob. That does say something about them, and chiefly it says what people said they weren't. You know that they are.
Yep.
That they're finishers. They can rally back.
So. I'm serious. I think that's a big thing, Chris. You know, you talk about winning, and you don't get style points.
No.
Like they should have lost to Green Bay. They should have lost that game, and they didn't. There's something about them. That's all. That's my feeling. I'm not surprised they're the favorite. I'm really not. And I mean, we still got time before I make my pick. But I like what they've been able to do despite everything not going their way.
Mark, you hear me obviously on TV talking a lot about Brock Purdy, and I know when we did our radio show together, you were a huge fan of Jimmy G. And they had success, obviously, but Purdy to me is way better than Jimmy G. What do you like about Purdy, and what do you think it is that has people, as you said, kind of moving the goalposts, Nick Wright and others? Like, he's done everything. He puts up great individual numbers. He's played great against some of the top teams in the league, and he's been 4-0 in the playoffs when he finishes the game. And he's come up big in big moments and led them to comebacks, like everything you could want. You can't hold a bad game or two against him because everybody has those. So what is it that you think makes people just not want to give him his just due?
Well, it's a couple things. The number one coin term for me that we've sort of developed here this year is draftism. And every other quarterback, when we got to the final eight, was a first-round draft pick. And then there's Brock Purdy, the seventh rounder. So the fact is that his measurables aren't what the other quarterbacks are, and that means for him to be really good, people have got to sort of admit that their evaluation on him was wrong. The other thing, though, is also, Chris, just look at him. He's everything that he doesn't look like.
Right.
Like, he's a dog. Like, he is so willing to squeeze the ball in, try crazy things. Sometimes it drives Kyle Shanahan nuts. You see the scrambles in the fourth quarter yesterday. Like, he is completely unafraid. But he looks like a kid on his way home from high school with a backpack on.
Right.
And so, you know, that's my favorite thing about him is that he comes in a completely, like, sort of unmarked package, if you will. You know, like he is not who he looks like. And when people are like that, you sort of have to prove it to others like 3, 4, 5 times before they really believe you.
Hey, let me ask you this. Dan Campbell, I thought, did a horrible job for the Lions. And you know how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl. And that might have – he even said it after. That might have been their one opportunity. You know what I mean? That went down. What did you make of his – of just the way he managed the game and you know, not taking points, letting the 49ers score 27 straight points without trying to stop the bleeding and change the momentum? Where were you watching that?
I'm all for people being themselves, even in stressful moments, but that does not mean you can be inflexible. And I thought there were a number of moments that called for Dan Campbell to come in and calm his team down. He's got a team that's never been there. They've got the weight of 30 years on their shoulders. And if the Niners open that second half with a field goal, if Detroit just goes the other way and does the same,
yep, match it.
That's a huge win. And I judge, when I'm a fan, I judge whether the other team should go for it on fourth down or not based on what I want them to do, because that tells you something.
Right.
I want them to go for it on fourth down because that was the only way the Niners were going to get a window into coming back. And so he went for it there instead of making it 27-10. He went for it and he opened the window and you saw the Lions just gag. If you think about it this way, guys, it went drop pass by Josh Reynolds in a span of 5 plays for the Lions, 2 drop passes by Josh Reynolds, and the Jahmyr Gibbs fumble. That was it in 5 plays. And the game went from 24-10 to a tie game at 24-24. That's all it took. And so his team just was not equipped to handle that onslaught once it started.
That's our man, Mark Willard, 95.7 The Game.
He broke us in here.
And the Fox Sports Radio Weekend Host. Great stuff, man, as always. Keep up the great work and all love to you and your family, man.
My dude, you call me anytime.
All right, Mark, brother. Thank you.
Peace. All right, more iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code America. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Chris, that's one of my favorite top 20 songs of all time right here.
This?
Yep.
Top 20 all time?
All time. I don't know how it snuck in there. And you know I have a lot of old school Sinatra, all that stuff. I'm not even kidding. I love this song. I can't say who. I can't remember who it's by.
Who is this by?
But it's Black Beetle.
Yeah, by Ray Schremer.
Ray Schremer. All right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Love it. Love this song.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't put it in my top 20, but it's a nice melody.
It is, no doubt.
It's in Chris's top 10.
Yeah. Top 10, Chris? No.
No.
Okay.
All right, Rob. So you said it's something interesting. I haven't decided who I'm picking yet.
Yeah, we got
in
time.
In the Super Bowl,
so, yeah,
right?
We don't have to do that today.
But you sound like you might go Niners. Or you? I think the Chiefs should be favored. I'm surprised you think it should be the Niners.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way. They were like the favorites almost all year, right? And then they had a little.
They were.
So for Vegas, and you got to remember too. Again, when Vegas makes somebody, they want to be able to get where they're going to get people to bet the other way. So if people think that Patrick Mahomes, don't bet against Patrick, they want people to bet. Do you see it? They want people to bet both sides.
Yeah, but I don't think that's all. I mean, I think they're also saying who they think is the better team.
That's not what
I really do.
Yeah, Vegas doesn't. That's not how they come up with the
You're the only one I've ever heard say that they don't, whoever's favorite, they don't think is the better team.
It's about what number can we put out there to get people to bet on both sides. I'm telling you, Chris, they don't care who wins.
I'm not saying they care who wins, but I don't think they favor a team that they don't think is the best. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a better. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean,
I think they think the team that's favored is the best.
It's about making a number that.
Look at the Super Bowl odds. I mean, I'm sorry, the MVP odds. Those aren't to get people to bet because the odds for Lamar Jackson were ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
You weren't even going to get it. You weren't going to win any money betting on Lamar Jackson.
No, but they make that number because they think he's going to win and they don't want to pay it out. But I'm saying.
Yeah, but you said they do it so they can get people to bet.
No. I'm talking about the games. On the Rob G.
No, you're talking about the actual number.
Right.
Like if they say. In this case, neutral side, so no home field advantage. This is truly that they believe that the Niners are the better team between them and the Chiefs. The reason, though, why you see a number like 2.5 or 1.5
is they're trying to entice
both sides of the bet.
But I'm saying the team that they favor is the team they think is better.
That's not always what I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously,
because when
Chris,
you have home field advantage, it doesn't matter if they think you're better.
You get 3 points.
You start off with three.
I should say the team they think
is going to win. Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I mean.
Yes.
The team they think is going to win.
Because that's why, like
so
at
I'm
home,
surprised after the way the Niners have played in the playoffs that they would think they're going to win. And look, I'm not saying they don't have a chance because they do. And you're right, Rob. It's interesting this year, right? Because for so long,
they were the favorites
in
Vegas.
There was a good month or so, if not more, right? Where they were like, it was like people thought it was a foregone conclusion.
Don't forget, right? They were rolling. They were rolling over everybody. Yeah, right.
And then it became that way for the Ravens, right? And then it was like, oh, they're going to, once they did what they did to the Niners.
To the Niners at some of the other teams. Night, right.
Yeah.
And then they followed that up against Miami. They blew them out, right?
Yep. So it's going to be interesting.
But one thing I will say, and I said it earlier to Mark Willard, Chris, is the struggles by the 49ers is not a telltale sign. Do you know what I mean? Like that they're like they won those two games, and now, Chris, for real, now the pressure, because the pressure was them getting to the Super Bowl. So now that could be over, and you just got to go out and play. Like they could just go out and play their best game now. Because there's no pressure.
I think there's pressure. Because Kyle Shanahan, you know as well as anyone, his record in these big games, these Super Bowls.
But they just faced the pressure of being down, looking terrible for three quarters.
No, they faced in-game adversity.
That's what I mean.
Also were playing teams they were supposed to beat.
Yeah, but that's
now, what they've been proven, I give you that. But so have the Chiefs. And I'm that's not even to mention the Chiefs' history, you know, as far as recent history. But I look, I'm going to give the Niners a chance. I think they got a good chance. Rod, we think a few years ago when the Niners had the Chiefs beat and then Mahomes rallied them, that Niners team wasn't as good as this team, I don't think. And they had the Chiefs beat. Right? Yeah, and they were a team that didn't throw the ball very much.
Yeah, that was bad. And then all of a sudden they threw the ball every down.
Right.
Like,
right.
None of it made any step. Again, right. You want to talk about scratching your head about coaching. And they had rushed over 100 yards and stuff, Chris. None of it makes sense to me. Sometimes you look at it and you go, what are they doing? What am I missing?
No, it's like we were talking about with the Ravens, of course. But, you know, it's going to be an interesting matchup. I think it's a good one. Either team that wins is a great story. And obviously, each quarterback has a great story. Different ones, but great ones. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. But don't touch that dial. Fox Sports Radio is about to get live. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.